This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operations follows the expiration of a week-long ceasefire. They are aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, a U.S.-designated terrorist group whose October 7th attack into Israel triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. Human rights groups are trying to stop the export of American-owned F-35 fighter jet parts from the Netherlands to Israel. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A court in the Netherlands is weighing a lawsuit brought by several human rights groups, including the local branch of the charity Oxfam. They say that allowing the exports to go forward could make the country complicit in possible war crimes from the conflict in Gaza. This was court convening in The Hague on Monday. The Netherlands is home to a warehouse for the American F-35 parts, which are normally shipped onwards to other countries, including Israel. A lawyer for the Dutch government says the exports are part of wider obligations and security issues, including Israel's right to defend itself.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday a former American diplomat who served as ambassador to Bolivia has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba's intelligence services since at least 1981. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign